Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau bunts towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Keltner scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to third for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8 to nothing, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Rankin Johnson now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Leovich now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Leovich and he is safe. Bell steals second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Fred Chapman. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles pinch hits for Rankin Johnson. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Herman Bess now pitching. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Feller bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Leovich for a passed ball. Desautels moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Desautels scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. John Leovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Bell moves to third. It's 11-3, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Brancato, who tags Desautels trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell scores. Mac moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-3, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max scores. It's 13-3, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Herman Bess. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Brancato moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 13-4, Indians. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-8 to Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Siebert is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Leovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Leovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Leovich reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.